Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Healing into Femininity. And today I want to welcome you to another. The topic is more of a, more of a flowing of my thoughts. Some episodes are more of a teaching of a lesson, more just like expressing my feelings. And this one is really going to give you a subtle experience. That's my intention. A subtle experience that is not only for the mind, but it's more for the soul, for the heart, for the feeling. That is my intention. So today, and it's a big shout out to you, honey. Someone reached out to me and gave me a feedback on my approach to broadening the audience and getting my message out there. And I took some time and I reflected on it and I did my personal practice. So currently, my personal spiritual practice is a deeply mystical, like feminine practice of embodiment, of movement, of inviting the goddess into my body. And that is where I am. This is my like my spiritual practice, the level of spirituality that I love the most. It's not so much about the intellect anymore. I started with the intellect. Some of the courses that I offer is a lot of storytelling, mystical stories, real life stories, symbolical stories, so we can reawaken to our spiritual nature that is deeply hidden in our subconscious mind. But stories awaken these truths that are in this collective unconscious. That's why stories are so fundamental. Stories like biblical stories, stories of ancient scriptures, but also, psychological stories, just like Carl Jung also studied and contributed to, especially the Western world, while he studied the mystics of ancient cultures like African culture and other cultures. And that's more where the feminine lives. Actually, like I am at a point in my life where I don't really feel like talking. I don't really want to talk. And most of the time, most of the days, I don't talk to anybody. I just talk when I come here to give you some food for thought. And this leads me to the topic of like broadcasting my message, right? And all the social media channels that are now to our avail, which is amazing. I mean, everybody can be their own broadcasting studio and use all the modalities of social media to get the message out there. And I just want to share an inkling. And it doesn't mean that it's going to be like that for the rest of my life, because I see my life as my career. And what I want to say is that, like, while I did my spiritual practice today of like dance meditation, it came to mind that I see myself as like the Hermes of coaching, if we so want, or not only coaching. Like I am fine with the word, that's fine, but I don't really see that as the allness of my contribution to this planet. I see my work as a deeply sacred, mystical work. I see my courses and I see my students as students of the mysteries. I see my work, the programs, my online university. I see this as, something like Hogwarts or, like an ancient mystery school, where as soon as you come into my work, It's more of a temple space. It's a temple space. It's not a physical temple space, but you come into a different realm of the invisible. Because again, it's no physical school. It is not a physical space, and it is not about the physical. So it's very subtle. Like, what is it? It's a frequency. It's a sphere, right? It's a sphere. It's a level of mentality. It's the God frequency. Like, that's my intention to transmit that, right? It's a transmission of codes that will activate you in your deepest truth, in the depth of the raw, pulsating, sexual, animalistic human nature. And at the same time, like in some episodes or in some teachings, in some lessons, it's going to be more about the depths, about the rawness, about the savageness, about the reality of the human nature. And some episodes are going to be more about the heights, more about the, let's call it, the angelic realms, the realm of the ascendant masters, the realm of the angels, the realm of the, yeah, the love light frequency. And again, coming back to the picture of where I see myself exactly there. I see myself on the realm of the most high frequency of this planet of exquisiteness, of understanding, of deep truth, of deep connection to the divine. And the work of transformation is the work of purification. The work of transformation is not a trend. And also, coming to the suggestion of this wonderful young woman to broadcast my message via maybe YouTube shorts or Instagram posts or like little snippets. Again, I'm not saying anything against it. Maybe it's going to happen somewhere further down the line. But to be honest, like, just for me personally, I don't love it. I don't see myself doing it. So I will find someone who will do it for me, because I want to stay out of the crowd as much as possible. I don't like to be in the crowd, like literally physically. I don't like to go to crowded places, especially if I have to do something there. Sometimes I like to go to crowded places, but to stand off or to just sit off somewhere in a cafe and then to people watch, right? Watch people, how they do things. But just as an observer, I don't see myself in the crowd mingling. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not a group person. I don't like the busyness of life. I just like to watch and appreciate it from afar. But me personally, I like the quiet. I like the quiet. I like to be at peace. I like to spend my days with God, with my thoughts, with my, yeah, with my thoughts, with my creative process, with the simple things. So I don't like to be overwhelmed by people and the requirements of the hustle and bustle. And the same thing I see with social media. I mean, social media is something amazing. But personally, I have come to a point where I personally don't even enjoy social media anymore. I have never really, to be very honest with myself, as I'm coming, like currently, I am like deeply, deeply shedding other layers of myself again through this mystery school that I'm in. It's another, process that I'm going through. And I realized the way I found my teacher, my coach, my mentor was also through, like, I remember I was being called. So maybe you've heard a few episodes of mine before. So my journey started when I like left my corporate job and I was in search for my purpose. And I just left my job. I was doing a few things before, like being in the non-governmental space and helping women and youth and things like that. And I realized, oh no, that's not for me. And then there was an angel in the form of my mother showing me a way. And she said, here, look what I found. There's this school of nutrition. And I looked at it and it resonated with me deeply. And that's also me. Like, I don't need to think a lot. I don't need to compare. I don't do that. Like, when something resonates with me, I jump in, bum, that's it. And that's what I did. So she showed it to me. I thought, wow, amazing. That's it. I called them. I said, sign me up. I didn't have the money. I jumped in. I asked them if I could pay it in installments. They said yes. I just jumped into the boat and off we went. And then I think I told the story before, like the money showed up because I wanted it. And then I had the opportunity to work for the nutrition school, which I loved. And then I made the money to pay off for my own education. And then later on, they liked my work so much. So they invited me to work at this hotel, which was very remote. And this was, I can always say that again. This was one that, like, that was one of the best times in my life. And there's more good times to come. And at the same time, I loved this path so much because it took me to the quiet. Then later on, I worked in that hotel and I also lived in the hotel. And the hotel was somewhere on the outside of a forest, like so sweet, so sweet. It was like this cozy little health hotel. It was like an older health hotel. So everything inside the hotel was wood, right? Like energy wise, it was wood. There was only being like vegetarian and like high vibrational food served. It was a hotel where many people did retreats. So like fasting courses, people like fasting and going for a walk. I don't know how to say it in English, but like fasting and going for a walk. And there was a sauna, and again, it was just right on the edge of the forest. And then there was one guy, he was like a herbalist, and he did those herb tours going through the forest and picking herbs. And then they would, like, he would educate people on what the benefits of this herb is. And at the same time, I was like also becoming more and more attuned to herbalism. It was part of my schooling in the edu like in the education for being a nutritionist. And like he became my friend. And like he invited me over to his house and we drank some herb tea. And we talked about herbs and life and love. And like that's the kind of person that I am. I am a one-on-one person. I'm a very exclusive person. And I like the subtle, deep understanding of nature on and love conversations. And I loved living there. I loved it so much. And I knew that I didn't only want to learn about like the medicine, right? I didn't only want to be a natural medicine woman, which I am. That's how I started the journey, like the more natural path. But I wanted to become a mystic. Today, I can call it that, right? I wanted to know more about the mystics and the higher knowledge about the universe. I always say, like, the differentiation between being a medicine woman and then being a mystic or a goddess is more of like the witches and the medicine woman. That's my personal interpretation, but it's fluid. It doesn't matter. But being a herbalist, being a witch, being a medicine woman, a woman of the earth, is about the earth, right? Which is amazing and very important. That's one realm. And then there's the higher realm, the even more subtle, the even more intangible, right? Energetic. And I knew that I was called to the energetic. At that point, I was called to the energetic heights. So we can call the heights more of the masculine, right? Spirit. We can see it more as what is more also transmitted through the teachings of Jesus or Buddha or hermetic principles. Like that's the route, right? It's more about this more masculine path, like more the knowing, the understanding, the knowledge, the mental, the storytelling, as I said. But the storytelling with these mystics, with the stories, with the symbols of the archetypal like archetypal storytelling, also like Joseph Campbell's work is around. I love Joseph Campbell and his work. Like he brought like this mystical knowledge back into the European awareness. And this is also, I love it. Like I would definitely consider myself a mystic. I love these stories, these archetypal stories about, I said, I love Jesus. I always say that again. I love Jesus has been my guide for a long time. And I have read other mystical texts and books and comparing, not comparing, but like diving into multiple mystical traditions. And that's what I was like, have been involved in for the past 7 years, up to 8 years now. So really studying universal law, universal principles, hermetic principles, right? As I said, the hermit, here we go. And again, as I just said, I see myself more on the frequency of the Hermes of coaching because it is about Hermes. Hermes is Hermes, right? Hermetic principles, the laws of the universe, the Kybalion, the realization of above as above, so below, the laws of cause and effect, the law of gender, right? Feminine and masculine, the law of correspondence, like all of these laws, Hermetic laws. This is thought. Right? The Kybalion is all about the mind. It's about the laws of the mind, the higher realms. Again, it's the masculine. And that's it. It's not something that you can see. It's not something that you can see. You can feel it. And I believe if you're listening to this podcast and you like it, you've already found it. You've already found it, and it's not for everyone. It's not for everyone, just like Hermes is not for everyone, right? Hermes is not for everyone, and that's the whole strategy that they pull. Like, it's not for everyone, it's very limited. People can only buy limited pieces, so people keep wanting more and appreciate it more because that's a part of the human psychology. We somehow don't appreciate the abundance. We don't appreciate abundance. We want or we need a level of rarity, and we need a level of scarcity in order to appreciate things. And that's okay. I mean, I believe it's part of life on this planet because we can only appreciate summer or let's say spring, right? Spring We appreciate spring because spring's time is limited, right? There's winter, and then there's just only a short amount of time where spring is so beautiful, where we love it so much because it symbolizes something within us. It's the rebirth, it's the reawakening after the winter. And it's so beautiful, it's so delicate, like all of the flowers coming through and then only blooming and blossoming for a short period of time, and then it's over again, right? So there is the scarcity, even though it's not a scarcity in life, it's a scarcity of this moment, of this beauty. And we have come to discriminate also as human beings. And that's also natural. I don't want to condemn it. But so then we go into summer, and then there are other things, like some things have to die, you know? So what we don't appreciate so much is winter. That's what I have, like, I believe in the collective still, even though more and more people are waking up to it. But the winter doesn't have the outward beauty. But the winter is so necessary to go inward and to reawaken something that will bloom in due time in spring, right? And then spring has to die in order for summer to come. And then summer has to die in order for autumn to come, right? And then autumn has to die, which is literally the season of autumn. It's the dying of the fertility season. And then autumn has to go in order for winter to be there. So there's beauty in everything, but everything passes, right? As we say, like everything passes, the good times and the bad times, so-called, even though nothing is good or bad. So people like scarcity. People like scarcity. People want somehow a level of, oh no, now is enough, right? It's enough. Especially in a world, and now coming back to social media, and so much of the world and groupthink is, yeah, now we do have a lot and it's beautiful, but at the same time, people don't appreciate it at all, right? We're in a time where there's so much knowledge, and that's why I'm saying it's not about knowledge. Like, what I want to transmit to you is not knowledge necessarily. It's a reawakening, and it's a frequency of remembering the subtleness, the luxury, as I say. Yeah, it's about the luxury of understanding how beautiful and how rare life is, with everything, with all the seasons. But social media is so filled, like, with trash and with everybody. It's like a popularity contest, right? Even though it has such a beautiful it has a beautiful effect because everybody can create. And at the same time, it's like a flea market. And I don't like flea markets, to be honest. Like, a friend of mine just send an invitation to a flea market, and I don't mean it in a, like, derogatory way at all, like at all. But me personally, I don't really like it because, again, there are too many people, and then you have to, like, look through all of the clothes, like, on a table. You know, sometimes, of course, you can find something beautiful and you're like, that's it. That's how I am. Like, I don't like stress. I don't like stress. I don't like it. Like, that's just not my thing, to be honest. Like, no judgment. But it's not my thing. I like quiet. I like this elevated ambiance, and I like order, and I like probably, like, being one of the only people in the store. And I don't really like people to push or to come too close. Like, people come and they ask for your assistance, or they ask if you need their assistance, right? And then most of the time I say no, like everybody. I know everybody most of the time says no, but I like service. I really do. But I am the kind of person, I go through the store with everything, not only in a physical store, but I go through it and I like to have the time and just to sway along. And then to look at everything, and then I take everything I like into the dressing room. And then if the person asks me again, like if I need help, I would say yes, here I need help. Yeah, whatever it is. And of course, I also like, as I said, I love service. Like I love being offered a glass of water, and I love being offered a coffee. Right? I love all of it. Also, every time I go to get my nails done, I love the familiarity. Like I know the owner of the shop, like we always talk a little bit, and then I ask for a glass of water and a coffee, or they offer it to me already. And this is what I love. That's me. That's me. That's me. That's what I love. Just owning it, right? And I don't like the loudness anymore. I don't. I have grown out of it. I have shed many skins. And I want to talk a little bit about it. So again, making the transition from, I don't think that people like, if you're looking for some level of entertainment, you will find it. It's plenty. If you are looking for some level of teaching, you will find it everywhere. Like even this spiritual knowledge is everywhere if you look for it. But I only want to attract the people that are on this pristine frequency. And now, as I remember, I too found my coach like that. I too found my teacher like that. Like I remember I was in this hotel at the outskirts of the forest, and I prayed. I was living in the like the upper floor, right under the roof. It was a beautiful, cozy room. And I remember that I prayed. Like I really prayed. I got down on my knees, and I released and I surrendered and I bowed down, and I asked the divine and my spiritual team, yeah, I asked them to send me the next step. And literally a few days later, there was like this it was a webinar or something like that, where I found my teacher. I have never seen her before. Again, this goes against all of what people say about people have to see you 12 times on social media, or they have to whatever, like all of the credentials and things like that. It's not true, because it wasn't true for me. Like I am already a deeply intuitive person since a very young age, and I believe that there are more people out there. But I got confused as well, but I want to stay here with you. So I found, like, I attracted my teacher, and I literally knew at that moment, like, when the student is ready, the teacher appears, right? That's what it is. And that's what happened. And I saw her. She spoke directly into my soul. I did this webinar, everything resonated. And then there was one guy that I knew, like Bob Proctor from The Secret, and he also spoke some truth. He said, like, if this message resonates with you, like, don't procrastinate, jump in. And I was like, yeah, he's true. He's right. So let me jump in. And that was the first time that I invested to get coached in the Dream Builder system. And I went through it. I thought, oh my God, that's amazing. As I said, it is an initiation into your awakening of your divinity. And that's also what I offer today. I'm a certified life coach. I'm a certified dream builder coach. I'm a certified life mastery consultant. So I learned with Mary, and I have the license to share the teachings. And it's a proven, repeatable system that works. It's ancient, right? It's nothing new. So that's exactly how I found my teacher. And in the past few days, I've been listening to someone else, and she deeply inspires me too. And she's speaking about something called the ring past knot. I don't know too much about it. I don't want to pretend, but I have a sense for it. As I also mentioned in one of my last episodes, it's about the eye of the needle, right? It's an archetypal story. I think it's also in The Alchemist. The Alchemist is also a very archetypal story. It's a mystical story. And yeah, of course, I mean the name Alchemist is also, yeah, this transformation. Alchemy means it's transformation. It's the same thing. And it's about you have to let go of everything you believed before, or your, let's say, your, what is it, your logical mind, your programming from the society, depending on how deep you have absorbed it, right? So when I remember at that time, it's almost 8 years ago, as I said, I was always critical. I was always critical of groupthink. I was always critical of the normal way of living and thinking. I've always been a spiritual, as I also said before. Like, I've always had this deep draw to the divine, and I wanted to learn more about God. So I decided to get baptized when I was 13. And from that time, I've always lived with God. Like, that's my personal relationship to the source, to the divine, not religious. It was my own desire to learn. I wasn't indoctrinated like that. So, of course, we all have a level of that. I don't want to like free myself from it, but I just want to say that there are so many ways to find your tribe. Right, as I found Mary, and then I went to through the Dream Builder program. I didn't have to talk to nobody. I didn't have to see her credentials. I have never seen her before that. And this is also something that later on hit when I realized, okay, so now I'm a certified Dream Builder coach, but nobody knows Mary, right? Nobody knows her like that. So she's not famous. But that's the thing. I don't need fame. And that's also one very important thing I've been speaking about the past few days. It's, as I said, like social media and people being on social media, it's a performative act. I have been in performance. I have been on stage. I have been a dancer. I know about performance. I don't want it anymore. I want just to be true. I want to be guided by soul in the most authentic way without performing, and to participate in a really ridiculous popularity contest. And that's what social media can be as well. I mean, there are some people that are so real. Again, we see everything, but generally, social media is still a place of a popularity contest. Yeah, it carries that vibration. And again, if we go to the comparison with Hermes, again, which is Hermes, or like her Mercury, right? The messenger of the gods, which is, yeah, it's all about communication. Even Hermes, like with the color orange, like they've taken really everything. Love it. So it's a language of, or it's a frequency of communication with the gods. It's thoughts, right? It's the mental. And they are like, they rarely make advertising. That's what we know about the luxury industry. Like, they rarely, like, the highest of the highest luxury, it's not attainable for normal people. Let's say normal people. Like, I don't want to be derogative, but we all know about these things. Like, somehow, some people don't even know about these things, right? For example, like a Bentley or Hermes, or yeah, like Van Cleef or Cartier, or like the more higher up, I wanted to say spiritual, but luxury items. And the thing about personal development, if we still want to call it that, spiritual purification, let me call it that, is it's even more valuable than an Hermes bag, because it's about the mindset of the world is yours. You are love. Like, you are the divine. Like, the human, the awakened and purified human is God, is a representation, an extension, a vessel through which the divine can flow creatively. Right? That's what it is. That's our own, that's the purpose of life. It is to realize that you are, as everything else on this planet, you are a channel through which the divine moves, just like a flower, just like a tree, just like the waters. Everything is the divine. And you too, you are the divine. And it's about your purification. So you unblock the channel of all the conditioning, all the hurt, all the pain, all the stress, all the fear that your body has collected throughout this lifetime and also through your ancestry, like your moms and your grandmoms and so forth, all of their DNA imprints. And this is all inside of you, and we can, like, that's the whole topic, or that's the whole purpose of the so-called cycle breaker, right? Somebody who is doing things differently than their ancestors, their family, society, right? That's it. So we purify ourselves from all the basic human desires that are leading us to be distracted from the number one purpose of being a pure vessel and channel for God to come through our own creativity. Like, that's what it is. Like, we are creators, just like the divine. We want to create whatever it is. We want to create businesses. We want to create art. We want to create architecture. Like, I think basically there is nothing else but art, right? We create, and that is called art. And that's it. That's it. And if you understand that, it is a frequency that you carry, if you can hold that. And understanding that you are, it's nothing is above you, no designer bag, no creation by a human is more valuable than you, because you are a designer bag created by the divine. You are the designer piece of the most grand designer of all. The most grand designer of all is the divine. And you are its creation. You are the designer bag. You are the haute couture of creation. It's perfect. You are perfect. You're perfect. That's what we need to understand. And if you understand that, the world is yours. Everything is yours. Because you're God, and everything is like part of your kingdom. You're the child of the divine. And if everything comes from God, everything is your brother and your sister. Is that understandable? And that's basically the essence. There is nothing more to say. There is nothing more to say, only in different ways and forms, and that's it. So that's on my heart, and I do believe, and I will keep that belief, and I will see how what I'm gonna be inspired to do. But I love to be in that frequency of calm, of if that's it for me, that's luxury to not be, I don't have to go out into the wild of the everyday hunting for sales. I hate it. Like literally, like that's a very good example. I of course, like if we get a sale for a piece that we love, I love that too. Definitely. But I don't go out hunting for sales. I don't even like in sales, most of the time things are messy. People are walking through it like crazy people. I don't like that energy. I just explained what I like. I like the quiet. I like the very pristine ambiance, nice music. Where people are not pushy, where they really are just there to assist you if you need them. And then you enjoy yourself in a very quiet and peaceful atmosphere. And you just feel great because everything is about feeling. And if it's too much noise, you can't really feel. You can't really be in touch with your own inner voice, can you? No. So let's be real. That's just my wish. I think that's it. Like, that was the message that I wanted to transmit today. I think maybe I want to talk a little bit more about the purification, because again, transformation is purification. Transformation is alchemy, and alchemy is taking all the elements that are not necessary, like even without judging. Taking all the elements that are not necessary off to pass through the most pure eye of the needle. That's it. You know, when we speak about transformation or personal development, also that it's about deconditioning, it's about shedding layers. You take off things, right? It's not about learning something new. It's about connecting with your deeper truth and to shed the layers of conditioning, of the masks. I love that word and I love that concept. We have learned to wear masks. We've learned to hide our true identity behind masks of layered false identities, from nationality to everything, the belonging to a subculture, the belonging to a country, the belonging to a certain group of people who like a certain kind of music, or people who like fashion or whatever. I am a foodie, right? Okay, good. Like, I am God. Right? We associate ourselves with so many things that can scatter us if we don't combine it in the allness of everything, right? I am everything. I am everything. I always like to say I'm everything. I'm literally black and white. Like, I'm male and female. Like, I'm feminine and masculine. I am a goddess and I'm a peasant. Like, I am all, right? I enjoy everything. I'm an animal and I'm the divine. I am so many things. I'm not in a box. Like I can be everything. And that's the essence. That's the essence of all, right? This is when we come into unity consciousness, when we become one with everything, because we realize our essence is everything. Our essence is the same essence that is in everybody. It's called life. It's life force energy in everybody. And as I told you or shared with you a little bit of my personal journey, I want to share a little bit about one other thing. The awakening, like people usually say, like there's the awakening where you realize, oh, something is going on with my life. I am awakening. I feel like I have had that for a long time, maybe even from birth. I have always been an observer. I remember when I was very little living in Ghana, I can remember that I watched this movie and I remember seeing the snake. Because in Ghanaian movies, a lot there's still, or maybe, I don't know how it has evolved, but I believe maybe probably still, like there are like snakes and everything around voodoo and cursing people and things like that. And I've been very attuned to that from a very early age, like knowing about these spirits and people cursing and energies and the snake, especially the snake. And it hasn't been in my awareness. And I feel like I've always observed what's really going on here. And so I don't know if there was an awakening for me, really. But I realized at one point, like I don't want to live like this. Like that's when I finished my university and I was in a job. So maybe we can call that the awakening. But it was just a realization of no, that's not my truth. I don't want to live. I don't want to work here. I don't want to spend my life sitting in an office. And that's when I departed, right? That's the level of the hero's journey. You depart from the life that you have known, and you're like, okay, let me go and let me see what's out there. So I departed, and I called out to God, and I said, let me find my purpose. Okay, girl, let's get it. So I found all of these things to do, and then the next level is the initiation. And I truly believe that the initiation for me was finding my mentor. And as I just said, I prayed, I received when the student is ready, the teacher appears. I invested in myself and I got into the gates of the mystery school. And the revelation, after the initiation comes the revelation. And the revelation is the realization, right? It's like, oh, you've been seeking something. Here you go. Like, here's what's up. And the revelation is you're God, right? You're God. You're the divine. Here you go, baby. And you can have everything you want if you're willing if you're willing and able to release everything that doesn't serve you anymore, right? The source is within you, and now we have to unpack. And this is where we get to transformation. And as I said, transformation is alchemy. Transformation means you are going to transform from lead to gold, right? From this base metal to this highest metal. From thinking you are just a human being, even, yeah, I actually never thought that, to be honest. Like I always knew something was going on. So the transformation, and this is where it gets tricky, right? I am not, sometimes I will always say my truth, not to pump up my ego or anything, but that's just my truth, right? I've always known that I was somehow aware of things. But what I want to see is I didn't still know up until now. It took me almost 10 years to learn one thing very important, and this is what I want to share with you, and I will talk about that more often because now I'm talking a lot again. Transformation means, again, shedding the skin. We have so many archetypal symbols for this. We can talk about the cocoon of turning from a I don't even know how this animal is called, like from this animal to a butterfly, right? From this worm to a butterfly, right? So the transformational process is the cocooning process where you release everything that you're not, and then you transform into something different. That's what it is, transform. It's like changing the form. You're a transformer. You change the form from a car to this mega being, right? That's exactly transformation. Transformation, as I said, is about unlearning, coming back into your nature, unlearning, shedding the skins of the, like transforming from the worm to the butterfly, or even shedding the snake skin. Like you are new, you're no longer the old. You're new. That is what transformation is about. And that's the funny thing. Transformation is not a one thing, a one-time process, right? There's another level and another level. It's like a spiral. That's what all mystics know, right? The level of it's not only a transformation, but it's a level of learning. It's continuing to shed skins. Like it's layers and layers and layers. And it's a spiral. It's an upward spiral of becoming, like my mentor says. It's an upward spiral of becoming. You will always come back to the same situations to learn if you have now learned and integrated your understanding of who you are. And this is where I can say that I have failed. We can call it failed, or where I really didn't honor who I am, and now I'm honoring who I am. That's why I really have no desire to be in a popularity contest, because I believe after transformation of being on this path, people, and also me, like since probably the people, like many are called, but few are chosen, right? Like the people who are called are many. And only a few people will go through the ring past knot, will go through the eye of the needle to come to the promised land, because it's kind of like saying no, and really how do I say, like sacrifice, or saying no to everything that seemed like fun on this planet. Like sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And you're like, well, I don't want to say no to all of it. Like it can be a little boring if my life is gonna be of that of a nun. Or what we think of like mystics, like a nun or like a priest, right? This is when you become a high priest, high priestess, empress. It's true, right? You have to say no to many things. And especially when you have gone through a level of transformation, aka purification, because the most important what happens here was to realize that you now have to stand alone. You are alone. You're no longer part of no tribe. You're no longer part of no tribe. You are a chosen one. And if you've decided to go through it, you are no longer part of no one. And this, if you are not really deeply anchored in this, your human tendencies will pull you back. You want to belong. And this is me. This was definitely me. Like you want to belong. So you're looking for your tribe. And me, I was looking for my tribe. And you know what happened? This is exactly my story. So now it's getting real. Everything I just said was just the beginning. But like This is where you get tried. I don't know if it's for everybody. I will have to look up what Jesus had to go through or someone else, right? I know that, for example, Arjuna from the Bhagavad Gita, like he was like the human on the battlefield of life, and Radha Krishna, they like helped him to go through this battlefield. And I feel like I have kind of failed for up until now on this battlefield, because again, since we go through this level of rebirth, and as we know, like rebirth coming through as this newborn child, you are pure light. You are pure light. You're shining bright. Your spirit is clean. Your spirit is clean. And my spirit has definitely been clean. I'm not talking about that I'm perfect, but my spirit is clean. I know that, very clean. I'm light. But what we had to learn, and probably you too, is that when you become light, there is going to be so much temptation. You will be tried, right? So you can really listen to, like, learn to protect yourself and also walk in the dark. I learned to walk in the dark with many cuts and bruises. I have been exploited. Like, I don't want to say this from a victim standpoint, but I have been exploited. People saw my light. People saw my light and they took advantage of it, whether it be my spiritual gifts of teaching, whether it be my sexuality. And I have to admit it, like I was weak, I was vulnerable because I was in search of my other. I was in search of my tribe. I was in search of love, of reciprocity. Right, I because my heart is so pure, I've always thought, oh, there is someone else that is gonna love me. So I didn't realize that when some people came close, I thought, yeah, I deserve love. So I didn't really question them, which was so wrong, which was so wrong. So I fell into like really a few traps of being energetically exploited, spiritually, sexually, and definitely financially. Oh my God, after I have found my teacher, which where I already had everything I needed. I had already had everything I needed. But because like walking back in the real world, in the savage world of the lower planes, where people are this sales mentality. So literally sales mentality, but also, like I said, with the sale, like people are going crazy. It's sale. People are running wild. They're screaming. Everybody's on the table. It's loud. People are fighting for the items. And that's like the level of savageness that I mean. Like people think in scarcity. Again, here we go. People think in scarcity, there's not enough for everybody. We have to fight, right? We have to fight. We have to manipulate. I have been manipulated until I became a master manipulator myself. And that is the real next level transformation. So I came back into this world as this pure baby. And I have to say, I'm a little like mad at my teacher as well, because they haven't told me this in clear words, yeah, that that's gonna happen when you go back out there. Like nobody told me. I actually really am a little mad, yeah, that I had to go through this because I didn't know, but I had to go through it, and that's what happened. So I have been back in the darkness as the light. People saw my light. I didn't really, even though I knew. But as we know, if something is so normal to us, we don't think it's special. That's why I want to tell you, if you're listening, you're special. You're super special. You're super special. So don't ever question yourself. Ever, ever, ever. So again, I have walked in the dark and I fell. I've been exploited. People took my energy, my creativity, my association, my sexuality, my money, my money. I think this is actually the time when I realize that it's time to change. When, like, I've been investing also in crypto. And at one point, I did like the stupidest mistake, but that's the level of naivete I was embodying. I gave away my password, oh my God, to some people. And they like literally emptied my whole account. So I lost a few dollars, let's say that, just for the least. And I just like, I was on the brink of going crazy, but I was like, I surrender. I think that's my biggest gift, to surrender to the Most High and the plan. So I had to learn. I really had to learn. So now I became not only the light, but the darkness. I became savage. I am also a manipulator, but not because I want to manipulate people, but to protect myself. And this has helped me to see even more through what's going on. No longer being naive, being cut so deeply, being bruised so deeply, being hurt so deeply that I woke up. It was another initiation and it was another revelation. As I said, it goes in circles. It's the upward spiral of becoming. It's not just one transformation. It was another initiation of pain, right? And another revelation of that I'm not only divine, but that I am an animal. That I am an animal, that I am savage, that I am a killer. Let that sink deep. That you are a killer too, and you have to be. And then the next level transformation is to become whole. It's to become whole, is to shed judgment. That's what I really feel that I'm in right now, is to shed judgment. You're neither that nor that. I'm not more holy than nobody. But people don't know. That's the thing. People don't are not aware of their potential, of their divine potential, but also people are not aware of their savage potential. Many people are not, because it goes in both ways. So I think that's a little deep for the public, what I'm saying. And that's why I don't want to cookie cut myself into a publicly acceptable version. This is, if you found this, you're on the frequency. And you are ready to receive this message. Yeah. Like, there's so much more that I could say, but I think I'm gonna hold back a little bit. So that's it. It's about transforming again into wholeness, into becoming the light and the dark when necessary. When necessary. Right? Because there are energy vampires out here like no one else. That's most of the people still. And this is when people are going to take like advantage of you, when you only embody the light, naivety, beauty. People are gonna wanna suck you dry until you become both, as said, the light and the dark, the human and the divine. Savage and divine, and to become a wolf, a divine wolf. That's it. That's it. So I think there was more than enough here. And again, if you feel called, and that's one thing that I can say, is that only listening to this will not transform you, even though it will give you a lot of transmission, a lot of awakening. You have to go through the eye of the needle yourself. And that is going into mystery school, if you want to call it that. It is about investing in yourself. It is about the energetic exchange of money for the teachings you receive. Because again, information is everywhere. It's not about information, it's about transformation. All right, so that's it for today. I'm very satisfied with this episode. I hope it serves you well, and much love to you. And if you're ready to transform, you know where to find me, in the underground. But everything is visible. So if you want to write me, and if you feel called to work with me, is Joanna, info@joannafatonji.com. Or you can write me on Instagram, Healing Into Femininity, or Joanna Fatonji. So much love to you.